Welcome to the Cheltenham School Board Meeting Podcast, online at www.cheltenhamlocal.org or at www.cheltenham.fm.
Cheltenham School Podcast. Regular Legislative Meeting. Complete recording. August 9, 2016.
And we have approval of treasurer's report. our district makes for Cheltenham students who are attending out-of-district schools. This is definitely an area that the board administration will look at closely in the upcoming school year and see where we can save money. Overall, it looks like we've finished with a surplus. The majority will probably go into our capital reserve fund, which will cover any planned or unexpected capital improvements or buildings. This presentation with all the numbers can be visited on the school district website. Ms. Michaels will continue to reconcile revenue
used to my child's learning style. Parents who said their children gave up things that they loved previous summers and wanted to come to Voyage. But when you hear students come up to you and say, can our classrooms look like this when we come back? Are you going to do this again, Dr. Marcet? So it's really exciting to hear our teachers really roll up their sleeves and took a leap of faith with this new instructional model and put it in steam throughout the program and for it being project-based. It's just amazing, and we did collect core scientific survey results that we plan to share, where we survey students to talk about the perception before and after, and also our wonderful faculty who put this program together, and Dan Tahini stepped up as our principal admirers who led this for us, and a program that Ms. Parker, as the director of elementary, we are excited with putting that on a future and Bears agenda and sharing with you some of the wonderful highlights and making a recommendation that we move forward with the program again next summer.
Thank you. I look forward to a more robust discussion about this in the coming months. It's very exciting. So continuing with the liaison committee, Tim should provide an update on the sewers. We recall the first phase of sewer work that we completed in terms of what the township is working on, and the architectural dig along Tuning Creek had been completed. Shorts, the friend at Firefield, and a report has been sent to the EPA. What's interesting from the charts is the earliest thing in history of this area, and the township will see that these are incorporated, I believe they said, the Longhouse Museum, and that they would offer these historic relics to the school district should we choose to try to develop a program around that or incorporate that in something we learning that we have going on within the school. There's discussion about, and in terms of the rest of the sewer update, I will refer you to the Chumping Township website in the upcoming meetings, because I believe things have shifted since our last meeting. There's a discussion around environmental initiatives and work that the Chumping School District is doing to continue to improve recycling, with the goal of being a recycling program throughout the schools. There were brief updates on developments by the township on developments here in Chumping, including Wawa, which is taking shape on Route 309, work that is moving ahead at Ashbourne Meadows Development, and additional building and construction at the Wingate community. The next meeting will be on Monday, September 19th at 8 a.m. And here at the administration building. That concludes the liaison report. Let's see, next stop is Personnel Committee. Personnel Committee, that's not yet. That's the next since the last meeting. Thank you, Mr. Fishman. And Personnel Committee? I'm sorry, Policy Committee?
Okay, Policy Committee, not the next one.
Thank you, Ms. Haley. And legislative report, Ms. Haley, do you have anything there?
I think it's actually good.
Good.
This year, unlike last year, the state legislature
favor.
Thank you. Personnel agenda is in two parts. The first is a consent agenda, and then we have informational items for the board. The consent agenda is as follows. One, appointment of temporary professional employees, A, B, and C. Two, appointment of long-term substitute teachers, A and B. Three, appointment of professional employee, A. Four, approval of changes in status, A and B. Five, approval of changes in position, A through D. Six, appointment of support staff, A through E. Seven, extra duty, extra pay, A.
Thank you, Mr. Bailey. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Mr. Ragnow and Mr. Nelson, ask for the record, please.
Aye.
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 And the informational items are one, resignations, A through G, two, non-discretionary leaves of absence, as listed.
Thank you, Mrs. Bailey. And this takes us to educational affairs, Dr. Smith.
I am submitting the following as a consent agenda. One, approval of educational service agreement, A. Two, approval of positive action grant, A. And three, approval of volunteers, A.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Mr. Carter. Any more questions? All in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye. Questions were not answered at either June or July.
authorize special meeting. At this point in time, we open the floor to public comments. Please approach, identify yourself, go for it, finish it, if you're ready.
Michael Goldman, Dr. Massey, when do you think your 2016-17 goals will be online? And secondly, can you give us your thoughts on how the district will involve students, especially some students who tend to be disengaged in the educational process, in the district's vision of ending the achievement gap?
Sure. I'll answer the first question, and then I'll give a response to goals. I am currently working with the board to facilitate goals for the 16-17 school year. We just began the ending of the process of finalizing the language for last year's goals, and those will be posted on the website. So that's going to happen in the very, very near future. And that we then will begin to itemize the collective work. I have to say that those will probably be easier to facilitate than last year's goals, considering that we have put together a 5-year strategic plan that outlines with tremendous specificity of the areas in which we want to move and grow and explore. With regards to the second statement about what is it about what we plan to do collectively for disengaged learners? And I think that disengagement falls on multiple spectrums, right? So even some of our highest achieving students are zoning out in terms of the way in which we are capturing their interest. And we've seen that in multiple data points, from surveys that we've collected about them being connected to school and they're excited about it, and from a quantitative perspective where we've seen some of our highest achieving students just kind of going through the motions. Unfortunately, that speaks louder when we look at students who are not yet successful, students who have gone through and convinced themselves that this may not be for me. And sometimes, unintentionally, the district often sends that message or supports that. So part of the holistic pathway and part of the student achievement pathway, and part of what we talked about earlier when Mr. Hinkley talked about the Voyage Program, was fundamentally changing the way in which we deliver our instructional methodology. We know that interdisciplinary learning, project-based learning, is not a magic elixir, it doesn't work for every single student. What the strategic plan calls for are for administration to support teachers and implement in very new and innovative ways. But we also know that students need to see success. And success builds on itself. So once a student is able to, and I apologize for the pun, clear that hurdle, then they're excited about learning. They see potential. And there are some policies and some barriers that make that extremely difficult, where we put things in place that make it statistically impossible for our students to ever catch up. And from there, early in the year, they start to give up. They realize that there's no way out of that. So we're going to concentrate on what really matters, and that is what happens inside the classroom with a teacher and a student. And I think that's why the board is so committed to our professional learning efforts, why the board last year, when I arrived, allowed for such a large amount of expenditures to go towards professional development in a way that it hasn't gone before, and have supported this year's budget in supporting even more professional learning opportunities. But I think in addition to that, it's not a one-way street. We do as much as we can with the hours that we have our students here. And there is a commitment to help our parents identifying strategies to support message with regards to, well, what exactly do you want parents to do? I hear this conversation where educators say, well, if parents were more supportive, but I think we need to be very specific about what do we want that to look like. And one of the examples, and I'll speak with my own daughter, when we got Cheyenne the report card. And part of that is being extremely effective in communicating, what can I do at home as a parent? So I know Cheyenne is a very sweet young lady who gets along with a lot of students. What I need to know as a parent is, if there are areas that she needs support in, what way can the report card or some other mechanisms tell us, as mom and dad, we'd like you to concentrate on these two or three things? And saying something like, oh, she needs to develop literacy practices, for a parent who may not have a repertoire or a set of strategies, that doesn't mean anything to some of our parents. For others who have that social capital, immediately they go to work and they start pulling out the books and they practice. So I think as a district, we want to do a better job in terms of communicating where those deficits are, but then providing parents with the exact strategies to support them. So those are some of the ways in which we are trying to get students more engaged, and students who are on all spectrums, those who are not doing well as we like, those in the middle who are just floating, and those at the high end of the spectrum who are kind of like, I've been there, done that, this is not exciting to me, I'm just going to go through the motion. So, but we are looking forward to continuing updating the board and the community on the move we're making as a district moving forward.
Thank you, Dr. Marseille. Any other questions? I'll be back and answer part A of your question. The goals for the coming school year will be posted around the start of the new school year. The board is working on that with the superintendent. What was your first day with us, Dr. Marseille?
July 13th, 13th, yes. Glad to keep it.
Dr. Gallagher, shake your head. That's the first day that we started together.
So I ask you that, and we've come to the end of year one, and it's been a busy year and a good year. We're actually into your second year now, but it is certainly wonderful to have you with us as we enter your second year leading our school district. Seriously, it is a good thing, and we don't bring less new goals for you.
Okay.
We will have that posted on our website. Information, future meetings are as listed, because we will not have a Net Affairs meeting. I wanted to say that we will not be a Net Affairs meeting for August. So keep everybody out of the heat. And this is it for our meeting. If there's no further business. Mr. Fishbach and Mr. Williams, all in favor? Thank you. Have a good evening.
This concludes this school board recording. This recording is copyright by KD3HW and is released for free distribution under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivations 3.0 United States license. Podcast sounds courtesy of freesound.org. See the acknowledgement page of the podcast website. Thank you for downloading us and have a great day.